Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, and this is Master Mark Sirianis bringing you Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. We are a member of the Believe Network. I am just back from the biggest USAT team trials in U.S. history in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I am glad to be back. I actually just got out before a dust storm hit, which probably would have delayed me and had me still in the lovely city of Tulsa. This episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season, everything from pro and college basketball to UFC, MMA, and more. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable, BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device and join and get that 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Please make sure to use the promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your big rewards. BetOnline.ag, where the gaming starts. So, team trials is always a big deal. Again, COVID and the whole nine yards, changes of mentalities and schedules, but it is certainly back, and it was held this past weekend, Super Bowl weekend. I can't tell you how many people ask me, you're going to a Taekwondo tournament on Super Bowl weekend? Answer, yes. You do what you love, you go where you're needed, and you go there when you're loved. So we flew into Tulsa, a really quiet, kind of sleepy town, but very inviting to Team USA. The event took place at the Cox Business Convention Center, which is beautiful, really a delightful looking building. People were friendly, never been there before. People were quite friendly for a huge team trials. Now, it's a small event compared to things like nationals, because what we're talking about here are those folks that went through the nationals, went through the Grand Slams, and are now at the highest of levels. So only a few competitors in each of the categories. But the level of play was just, both on sparring and the karugi side, was terrific. Four rings when Pumse was in full bloom with freestyle, and a small referee corps led by referee chairman Grandmaster John Sieber. And the event referee chairman was Leslie Chung, esteemed international referee, Olympic referee candidate for 2024, but just a terrific leadership there, required us to be on our game, making sure we were prepared, because so much was at stake. So much is at stake at every tournament, but when you get to this level, the athletes have trained so hard and come so far, you never want a referee's decision to be what keeps someone from Pan Am qualifiers or U.S. national teams. The format for sparring was pretty similar to the normal format for sparring, but it was high level. The coaching that was going on was terrific. You had your top tier coaches, coaches who really understand the rules, who really understand how to direct their athletes. When I listen as a referee, you can hear the coach's commands, right? And it's none of this generic coaching. It's very specific. But the sparring was great. It was fun to watch. The event went on for 3 days. It was a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday event. Saturday was a very long day. We came in at around 7:30 in the morning, and we were out by around midnight. But it was not an inefficient day in the sense that it didn't go that long because of inefficiencies. It went that long because of volume, and it was planned. So athletes didn't have to sit around all day. Some of them had late call times, like 10 o'clock in the evening and that type of thing. So it was organized well in that way, but still a long day nonetheless. On the Pumse side, of course, as you could imagine, terrific freestyle and recognized Pumse. The difference being that in normal tournaments, you have Pumse where it's randomized, it's selected, and that they do one or two Pumses depending on whether they're in the preliminary or semifinal or final round. In this event, there was qualifying round if there were more than three candidates. In that qualifying round, they had to do three Pumses. And then in the main round, depending on which group they were in, they had to do eight Pumses. So for your ultras, your 60s and 70-year-olds, people like Master Erica Lindhorst, she had to do Koryo all the way up through Hansu in the tournament, judged on all of those forms, and they were randomized, so you didn't know, it didn't go in order, and the athletes were randomized, so that took away from the referees perhaps any psychological bias that the last candidate going would be the most highly ranked. So really, really thoughtfully done event. The people at Dado, of course, did a phenomenal job. There were less Dado issues at this event than I think any I've ever attended. Of course, Ted was there from Pumse Pro to manage the issues. This event had no other items, no breaking, no demo. It was just Pumse, recognizing freestyle, and sparring. Really, really, again, as I said, accommodations were great. High-level coaching, people really working hard to accomplish their goals, which was really beautiful to see. The tournament committee really stepping up their game to have it be organized and good. There's a lot of new faces over at USAT, a lot of people helping out that I had a chance to meet this weekend, and that was really reassuring. Young people, young blood, people who are really incentivized, I think, to do their best to represent USAT. And I was really, really pleased and proud to be a part of that. Again, the city was welcoming. It's very different for me. I come from New York City metro area. So you walk down a street and you don't see anybody on the street, even during a normal day. And the weather was pretty nice, very unusual. You get to an airport with one terminal, not crowded, no wait, very unusual again, but I enjoyed it. Because Sunday, we finished, of course, Super Bowl Sunday. It was an opportunity in the hotel to watch. We got done, probably the first quarter was underway, but I have a chance to sit and watch probably the best Super Bowl in years in the hotel restaurant together with a core of referee friends and coaches. Was really very memorable for me, very exciting. I think the camaraderie, the love, and the respect that we all have for each other is great. And now we move into the basically new cycle of our competitive year. We're starting with all of our state championships, into regionals, into nationals, into grand slams, and then again into next year's trials. So I look forward to seeing you all at all those events. I look forward to reporting on all of those events. This is Master Mark Sirianis for Taekwondo Life, part of the Believe Network. And this episode has been brought to you by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.